Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You see, Travis Kelce is going to start a new theme park and call it Dwan Taylor's.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Because he doesn't want to call it Six Flags. No, but seriously. Travis Kelce is teaming with a group to invest and revive Six Flags.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. At Pop Crave on Twitter if you want to look it up.
Yeah, because Six Flags has kind of gone under around the country. A bunch of them have closed and whatnot. And, you know, it's expensive to go to these theme parks, guys. Like, I don't know how people afford Disney World. Well, I really don't.
Max said yesterday if you had unlimited spending, it'd be a first line package.
Yeah, yeah. You'd get that. I mean, the theme parks, damn, it's so expensive.
Insane.
It really is. It's crazy how expensive, you know, those things are.
That's the only time my dad would let me drink Pepsi or Mountain Dew from a can, because back in the day, Worlds of Fun, if you drank, like, you brought in like a can of Pepsi.
Yeah, you got like,
it was
like
$10 off your ticket or whatever. It was like kids got in for free.
Do they not still do that?
I don't know. That was like 97.
Yeah. I feel like they still have something like, but I don't drink soda that much. So yeah. I don't see
that's
cans.
That's the only time we got to drink it. It was like, hey, we're going to Worlds of Fun. Chug this before we get in there.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, kid.
There it is.
Dad, I want to
shut up. You got a soda.
And let me ask you guys this real fast. My friend Paul just texted me. He goes, business idea. And him and I just exchanged the dumbest text. It's where the text from the garage idea comes from, because we have these dumb conversations. Business idea, bacon-flavored gum.
Nope. Out.
I don't know about that.
I just said I got chewing grease.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Yeah. Nope.
Bacon-flavored gum. I bet if we put it out there, people would buy it.
Sure they would.
People dieting would buy it.
Oh, that's a yeah. It's not bacon. A diet, it's a lifestyle change.
There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
I know you're in your quinoa era now, right?
Yeah. God. See that hard eye roll?
Yeah. I love quinoa. Dude,
no,
mix
it's
it
fine.
With
it is good. Honestly, I'm okay lightly. With it now. It's just like I wish I would have gotten the warning. You know, Hannah comes back from Trader Joe's. It's quinoa. It's organic this. It's
But it really is the best way to do it, man. Like if you can go organic and not eat the processed food, I mean, 2 weeks in Italy, we all felt like our lives started over. I'm not kidding, and it's just because you don't have that processed foods and all that stuff. But that I love quinoa. I could eat that every single day, man. You can put that on anything. It's an ancient grain.
You guys make being single seem really awesome.
Do you guys agree with Binkley about Rashee Rice being the guy?
I love it.
Do you?
I do.
Tell me why.
Because, I mean, I think he's...
First game back, 10 targets.
Yeah, exactly. Because Mahomes trusts this guy. He just relies on him like we haven't seen besides 87. I think this is a security blanket with the explosiveness of maybe not a Tyreek Hill, but more than a Kelce. Like, he's the best of both worlds kind of thing. There's the chemistry that we already see. And Binkley made a good point. Like, you're probably going to get a top 15 wide receiver for not top 15 wide receiver money.
Yeah, you're going to get him on the cheap.
Yeah, because of the injury, because of the suspension. Like, you'll get a little bit of a discount, and I agree with Binkley's philosophy in general that, like, hey, man, sign wide receivers, get these guys locked up, make 15's life easier. You've got the left tackle. Maybe you've got a right tackle for the future. lock up number four, baby.
Yeah, I don't hate the idea at all of locking up Rashee Rice, because I do think you can get him. I don't want to say for pennies on the dollar, because that wouldn't be, you know, what the case is. But, you know, the Chiefs have been loyal to him. You would hope he would return that loyalty. It's like when the Royals would go out and pay guys, you know, take those years off of arbitration, trying to, you know, do the right thing and to curry good favor. I think that those are the type of things that you do. Rashee Rice now, obviously, he's had the off the field stuff. And you mentioned the injury as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you forget that. It's like, oh, the suspension. No, he was injured all of last year, too. Yep. And so now you have the opportunity to give him a little financial security, but also save yourself money on the back end. Has he emerged more important to sign at this point than Trent McDuffie?
Mm. In my opinion, yes.
Okay. What do you think, Dust Man?
Well, who's the best player on the team?
Patrick Mahomes.
And what do you want to do to Patrick Mahomes?
Accentuate his game. Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's a great topic, man. It really is. What do you guys think on the text line?
So I will say this. Couldn't you also do what they did with Tyreek, where they just gave him like an extension? They didn't give him the full contract.
They gave him basically a bonus every year.
Again, it wasn't the same sort of issues on and off the field, but they were off the field issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've got to earn that trust back. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that, being a mentor, doing stuff around the community that we've been told or we've seen on, you know, socials or whatever. So, hey, here's your first little reward. We're going to give you a 2-year extension bump, and then once that plays out, then you will be that free agent. You'll still have the opportunity to maybe get that bag, and maybe that bag is in Kansas City. And by then, you've had, you know, the years to kind of have that McDuffie contract, Kelsey's contracts off the books, Jones contracts off the books. The guys that you've signed, Karloftis and Bolton, and those guys you brought back, they're in the middle of those. And then you have the offensive line as well that you're doing all this stuff. So I would say, like, you would see a similar sort of history with what they did with Tyreek Hill. Not necessarily be the, you know, the offseason moves that you see with these receivers all the time where it's, hey, they gave him the 6-year, $177 million contract. Yeah. Because, you know, he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not yet. He's not these guys. But, like, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown didn't have an issue outside of football.
Right.
They, you know, they did their thing. They obviously, A.J. Brown went to Philadelphia, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I think that there is that's there. And we know that contract talks can get pretty ugly, whether it's radio, whether it's football, baseball, whatever. I still go back to the Jeter documentary where he's like, arbitration meeting was terrible.
Terrible.
That's
the worst thing you can do.
He's like, mentally, it drained me.
Yep.
And, you know, not to be that guy, but your mental health is the most important thing you could possibly have in life.
It is.
And when you're Derek Jeter and you're sitting there and they're like, well, you're, you know, average fielder. You're not really above 300 hitter. You did it a couple times. Like, are you that great? Like, and then Jeter's like,
I'm your captain.
All right, we'll get to this. So I do think that's where they might go.
Because arbitration, Dusty, it is really the worst thing that you can do, because it's the job of the team to go in and prove why you suck. Even though they want you there, it's their job to go tell the arbiter, you know, why this guy sucks and why he shouldn't get that money. How awful of a process is that? Like, baseball should get rid of arbitration because it's not good for anybody. The GMs hate it. The players hate it. It's just a terrible, terrible, terrible process. But, like, if you're Rashee Rice, you could get away with giving him, I like that idea, like a small 2-year kind of contract. And then once he kind of, you know, takes off and shows that, you know, he's here for a long term, then you give him.
What is he, 24?
Rice?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounds right. Yeah, so 23, 24.
So in the offseason, you give him the, like, the little 2-year to make sure you don't get to the UFA year. And then when
25.
You get 25. So then 27, 28, you can still get that.
You can still get that. Yeah, you're not 30 at that point. I like that idea.
Plus, he's missed a full season due to injury. He's missed 6 games this year because of a suspension. And then he had the rookie year. So next year's year 4. And again, if I'm going to be, you know, the devil in the arbitration talk, I'm like, well, you missed a full season. You had issues outside the field. You had a rookie year, which you were good. You weren't great. And you played 1 game in this season, and we're already in year 4. So, no, we're not going to give you $150 million, but here's the deal. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 2 years. You stay with Patrick Mahomes. That's going to elevate your game. You're going to elevate his game. Hand shakes hand. And then guess what? If you all goes well, then here's your contract.
I mean, and there's a good opportunity, guys, that we are going to be talking about Worthy and Rice like we talk about, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins or whoever in Cincinnati. I think
or
it's
AJ
going
Brown
to be
Devontae Smith is a really good comp.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we're going to have those two wide receivers kind of here now in Kansas City where everybody's looking at it and saying, man, that's the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. The only reason I think Trent McDuffie is more important is because of timing. He needs to get done. We don't need to do anything with Rice at this point in time. Trent McDuffie's got the clock ticking because he's a year or 32, I guess, older now, and he's coming to the end of that first-year contract. So that's why I think that is the most important one, but I don't hate at all giving him some sort of small extension right now and keeping him locked in here in Kansas City for the foreseeable future.
And I think the conversation with those two is there's two different words that have two different situations. There's one that is important, and there's one that is deserving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And Trent McDuffie, since he was drafted, I mean, I don't think he's missed a game. If he has, he's missed one, or they didn't play starters. Never been in trouble. Great kid,
yep.
Community guy. Everything's there. Lockdown corner, can play against the new renovating position in the slot receiver. That's where he excels, right? So, yeah, I think that's kind of where it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.